stop talking about freedom. Get knowing lots, need to learn and lots to be knowing about people. Gotta teach 'em, sit 'em right down. Then you gotta teach 'em about freedom. Gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Hear the drones flying over our head. Barack Obama punishing America because we're bad. Bad to the bone. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm Dave Weinbaum. I'm here with radio legend Lee Burr. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
It's good. This is the program where if you can't excel with talent, triumph with effort. And we've given a good effort for the last 5.5 years, and we're going to continue. It seems to be working.
Actually, it's closer to 6 now.
Usually, when I said 5, you'd say 3 years.
I know. Well, I got to be accurate. December of...
You've changed.
Well...
I think your attitude is really great now.
I'm getting closer to meeting my maker, so I need
to
be nice to everybody, including you.
Well, that's kind, but I hope it's because you're more excited about stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be like really on it, on your game.
Well,
and that's a great thing because, you know, we're what, 65? I'm 65. Are you 65?
Well, you're a month older than me.
And I'll be 66 in a month.
Well, here's something that made both of us happy the other day, if you don't mind me indulging.
No, go ahead.
Matt Adams with 13 game-winning RBIs during the regular year. Kershaw ready and delivers, and a drive to right. Going back on the ball is Kemp. It is gone in the Cardinal bullpen, and it's 3-2 St. Louis. They are going wild in the Mound City.
Obviously, a Los Angeles broadcaster, Vince Scully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's 86 or so, isn't he? How great is that?
That's what I say.
You know, here we are, a couple of guys, we're in our mid-60s.
Right.
And we're still working, we're still inventing stuff, we're still going out and trying new things. And this idiot from Chicago, Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ezekiel Emanuel, who wrote Obamacare, says, I want to die at 75. Why wait?
Wow.
Come on, why wait?
Isn't that terrible?
And this is a guy that we're all worried about because there is death panels in Obamacare. And you know what? I'm going to stop here because I got to tell people the phone number. All right? If you want to call the show, and by the way, we are live streaming all over the world. If you want to call the show, it's 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
You know, I was listening to the show and I was cutting you off early.
It's all right.
And I apologize for that because you are a radio legend.
Cut me off anytime.
You know, and by the way, you know what? I got to mention this because, I kind of did something wrong last week according to my girlfriend.
Mm.
Because I said some other gal was hot.
You are a bad boyfriend.
There you go. There you go. There you go. I kind of laughed at that too. So I got to tell you, I got a really hot girlfriend.
Lisa.
And if Lisa ever finds out, I'm a dead man. No, I'm serious. No, it's Lisa is the hot girlfriend.
I was going to say.
Lisa.
She is hot.
She is a hot girlfriend. I mean, tell you what, she's a good looking woman right there.
But in reality,
you are a bad boyfriend.
I know. I never claimed to be any different, you know. I'm just a grumpy guy, you know.
You have your moments.
Especially on Thursday nights. You can't you can't go near me on Thursday nights because I'm prepping the show. I mean, I take this so seriously.
Okay.
I do. All right, call the show, 364-0800. And that's, wait a minute. I got to put the 573, the area code, okay. Right? 573-364-0800 or.
Star KHDR on your AT&T cell phone.
The culmination of the Obama administration is the punishment of America because we must suffer from our sins. And it's taught to our kids from universities on down. They just did a thing on Harvard. They did an interview with Harvard students. And they wanted to know who's more responsible for problems in the world, ISIS or America. And most of the kids said America. We're getting our due uppidence or whatever it is. You know, it's incredible. I mean, first you got the president doing an apology tour. And then he's talking about Ferguson at the UN. By the way, Ferguson just had another 18-year-old black kid killed two nights ago. And there was some rioting going on. And there's threats, and they're burning American flags. But this has become a UN issue, according to the president. Of course, nobody's been convicted, and nobody's been charged. But what are you going to do? And Lee Burr is from Ferguson, right?
Born and raised in Ferguson.
Born and raised. There you go. We got Ebola. Ebola, and we're not ready for it. Now, they shut down the Israeli airport from American travel to and fro, to and back. Yet, they won't do anything about shutting down people coming from Western Africa where the Ebola virus is centered. Apparently, we need to suffer just like people in West Africa.
Bill Gates thinks they ought to shut the border down.
Oh, and that was my next statement, was that we have absolutely no borders anymore, none, because of this president and this Congress, but mainly this president. I mean, you know, Congress can't do it on their own. The president has a lot more power than Congress, and he has taken more power than Congress, and he won't enforce the borders. He won't enforce the laws. I believe that Barack Obama wants to be known as the leader of the world. I believe he's running. He's campaigning. He's campaigning to be General Secretary of the UN.
Oh, yeah, there's another job for him when he's done.
Oh, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good enough for him. This is not a big enough job. He wants a bigger job. He wants to run the world. I mean, these guys are that nutty. John Kerry and all that ilk. I mean, just nuts. All right? Anyhow. We've got Dems now. We got an election in like 24 days. An election in 24 days. I want people to remember what Barack Obama said July 2nd, 2008, which was in the song just now. I want you to remember that when you go to the voting booth. Because the real enemy, according to Barack Hussein Obama, is us. And with him saying that we need a civilian force just as strong, just as well-armed, just as well-funded as our regular armed forces. And he's already starting to cut our armed forces back to pre-World War I days. That's significant. What's he going to do? Is he going to have troops coming? Is he going to have the Navy coming down with submarines in the Mississippi? Are they going to send... they've already got these huge machines, these war battle machines in police forces all over the country. And who's he going to find to do this? I mean, is there enough Americans out there to go against this?
I don't know. They love them in Hollywood. Gwyneth Paltrow had them over to her house.
Yeah, she was practically having an orgasm.
I can't
speak because you're so sexy. Why don't I give you more power? Barack, oh, I love you so much. Oh, can I call you Barack? Oh, as long as I give you $32,000. Okay, here, take 64. All right.
Oh, boy.
You want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KDTR on your
it's area code 573. See, I cut you off again. I'm sorry. All right, so now you got Dems. Now you got this election coming up, you know. And Barack Obama made the huge mistake, according to David Axelrod, who used to run Barack Obama, basically, and write his speeches, of saying, this election coming up is about my, Barack Obama's, policies. If it was ever about your policies, you never would have gotten elected in the first term, much less the second. It's about a personality cult. And that's all it is, because your policies suck. All right? Oh, my God. Lee Burr just went to DaveWeinbaum.com.
Like,
and he,
that?
He flicked on the picture, and Mike, when do we take that picture?
I don't know.
That's superimposed.
I think it's superimposed.
That's superimposed.
Yeah.
You never got that close to me.
My face is...
God, I would have elbowed you.
That would have... Yeah, never.
Yeah.
My face is a little distorted, too.
And it says what? My BFF?
My BFF.
My best friend forever. Well, we... I like you.
A little too much going on.
A little too much. There you go. All right. But that's Martin Schwartz. He does a good job. You know?
Yes, he does.
I have a liberal that does my website and has done it for like 7 years.
Yeah.
How's that? I mean, I actually get along with the guy, and I think I'm starting to bend him a little bit in terms of getting more conservative. He's beginning to see stuff that he didn't see before, you know. Now I remember Kevin called last week and probably call again. I remember Kevin said, well, Benghazi's over. It's all been, we've had 10 investigations. Well, Dems like Leon Panetta, and Bill, is it Bill Gates?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who both were head of the DOD, Department of Defense, and Panetta was head of the CIA, have come out and blasted the president. Now, I don't know what affiliation Gates is, Republican or Democrat, but we know Panetta is a big-time Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come out, along with Hillary Matthews, Chris Matthews, Bill Gates, Pierce Morgan, and almost every Dem running for office are staying away from Barack Obama, or they're saying, you know, they just don't want to talk about him. One gal who's running for, she's running for a senator in Kentucky against Mitch McConnell, the minority leader of the Senate, and they asked her if she voted for Obama. She gave a 40-second screed and refused to answer the question. Why don't you just say, yeah, screw it up, I voted for the guy. But no, she had to say, I'm a Hillary Democrat, and I don't have to tell you what I did at the polls. I think she's going to lose, you know. But here's the biggest blow of all. Jimmy Carter agrees with Dick Cheney.
Mm.
They both agree
mm-hmm.
that Barack Obama does not act when he should. Years too late. Years. And Panetta just eviscerated him, saying basically the same stuff. You know, he's trying to cover up and make it nice. Well, I think he's got the guts to do it, but he just won't make a decision. In other words, he can't do his job. This is really damning stuff coming from people who worked for the president.
Let's see if we got Jimmy here, Dave.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
See if it comes up.
Blaze new trails around.
Yes, we got to do the commercial first, or what?
Well, we'll get to that commercial. But there is a comment from Jimmy.
Oh, I like that, by the way. Keep doing this kind of stuff.
That exact subject that
yes.
you're talking about.
Yes.
As soon as we can skip through this.
All right. Well, we'll keep going here because,
here we go.
Stay cool and calm. I think that the Centers for Disease Control, which, by the way, is right next door to the Carter Center in Atlanta, they know what they're talking about now. I think they got kind of a slow start, but then the director of CDC, who's a very experienced public health nurse, doctor, went over to West Africa. He learned about it. He came back. He talked to the United Nations. He talked to President Obama. And I think since then, the international community has put out very accurate information about Ebola. So I would say that the average Texan need not worry about it. The children in school need not worry about
it's
it.
It's not the right piece,
Lee. I think it's under control in the United States.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's going to say it eventually, so you might as well leave it on.
It's a longer interview than I thought it was.
Yeah, okay,
sorry,
that's all right.
But anyway, he's...
He just nailed the president, says he can't make a decision. He's just 2 years too late. Jimmy Carter, formerly the worst president in United States history, is now feeling pretty good about himself, I'd say, wouldn't you? He's been dragged out of last place.
This guy's 90 years old.
He is. Just 90, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but he calls what Obama did unthinkable.
So, yeah, calls what Obama did, right, exactly, or didn't do. I mean,
fellow Demi.
Now, Panetta goes back to the Benghazi situation, and he was in the know. He says, there's no way that he didn't know, Obama, that this wasn't a terrorist attack. We told him it was a terrorist attack. So what did Obama do? He had Susan Rice and Hillary had Susan Rice go out and lie about this being a attack based on some stupid YouTube film saying bad things about Muhammad. And it's a total lie. And he did it to get elected. Another thing they did to get reelected, they had this scandal in 2012, I believe, just before the elections, where this hotel, I believe in Colombia, where Obama was going to go for a meeting, it was set up by the Secret Service and a couple people from the White House. Well, the Secret Service guys got a bunch of prostitutes, and apparently so did the White House aide. And what happened was when the Inspector General, did a analysis of this and came up with the White House guy, he was told he had to lay back after the election, and therefore the Secret Service guys got the brunt of it. 10 of them got fired. You wonder how those guys feel about Barack Hussein Obama. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Being the first caller, you will be visited by Lee Burr today, and he's going to cook you a gourmet dinner. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from St. John.
I figured. How you doing?
I just wanted to ask you a question about our conversation we were having last week.
Yeah.
About, you know, I said that part of what Israel's problem is Israel and how the things that they do.
Yeah.
Now, if you convert to Judaism and request to be able to move to Israel, will Israel give you a place to live?
I'm sure they're going to help you. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So see, that's part of the problem. Every time this discussion is brought up about Israel and Palestine and the fact that there's warring that keeps going on between the two of them.
By the way, if you're a Christian, they're going to help you find a place to live too. And if a Jew wants to move to Gaza or Egypt or Saudi Arabia, guess what? They're not allowed.
Okay.
So where's a Jew supposed to go? If they're not going to go to Israel, where are they supposed to go, Kevin?
Israel was created for the Holocaust Jews.
Oh, really? Created for just, where does it say that? Where do you get that crap from?
Okay.
Is that in the Jewish Constitution?
It was created for, Israel was created because of the atrocities brought upon the Jewish people by the Nazi Party. Okay, that's why Israel was created, correct?
Well, no, because this thing has been going on for 2,000 years that Jews always said we're next year in Jerusalem. Way before the Nazis did that. You know, it's not just that. You see, the Holocaust is just the worst experience they had. I mean, going back to Roman times, half of Jerusalem was slaughtered by the Romans in the year 70. And there's been tons of stuff done to Jews all over the next 2,000 years, including this year. So, yeah, okay. The Jews have a homeland. It's called Israel. They probably have the best claim to anyone in the world to a land than they do because they've been there for 3,000 years. And okay, Jerusalem was their capital.
Am I on?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I agree.
Why are you picking on the Jews, buddy? You come down here. I'll kick your butt.
What I'm trying to do here is, you don't look at the other point of view at all.
What's the other point of view? What is the other point of view?
What about these people? What about the people that have? What about the Palestinians that have no animosity?
There's 57 Muslim countries where Jews are not allowed to live, in most of them, 57 of them, the Jews have one sliver of land that they've been tied to for 3,000 years. The Palestinians never had a land there. They never had a government there, and they never ruled there. Can you name me what the capital of Palestine is?
What I can say is that if you read what the Holy Canon, okay, let's go here. If you want to go here, Ruth.
The Holy Canon, the hell is that?
The Bible. That's the Bible.
Okay.
Okay. What the H is that? All right, fine. If you read in there, it was prophesied that God would take his protection away from Israel when the Romans destroyed Israel in 72.
Oh, so now we're not, okay? Good enough to live in Israel. Is that correct?
No, I'm not saying that. You're the one saying it. What I'm saying is the land that Israel has after the 67 war, that's fine and dandy. They can keep all that. They should be able to keep that.
Well, good.
But every time they go in and take another 1,000-acre lot of land from the Palestinians people, don't you think that pisses the Palestinians off?
Yeah, well, they murdered 3 Jews there, and they walked around with their 3 fingers up all over Israel.
If you're going to
kill Israelis, they're going to take land for security. And that was 67, by the way. Is what you said was fine. Well, they got the Golan Heights where they were constantly being attacked by Syrians. They took the Sinai. They gave it back. They took Gaza. They gave it back. And now Egypt has a solution. Egypt has offered the Palestinians a good portion of Sinai and no part of Israel as their independent country, including Gaza. The Jews don't even have to do a thing. What's wrong with that?
What I'm saying is...
Where are the Jews going to go? What happens if this country turns against Jews? And it could happen anywhere.
The land that the Jews have, that's fine. Let them keep that land.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Why every 6 or 7 months do they go in and take another 10,000 or 1,000 acres of land?
Why every 6 or 7 months do they go in and fight? Because they have thousands of rockets coming down on them. Nobody's disputing that. Are you disputing that didn't happen?
I'm not saying that didn't happen.
Well, what are you supposed to do when you get thousands of rockets coming down on you? You have to destroy the rocket launchers. You have to destroy the tunnels. And you have to protect your children, for goodness sakes. And if it means taking some land, because guys are attacking you from front positions after you gave them the land, then that's going to happen.
Taking some land? You call it things of land, putting 2 million people on a size, an area. I forgot how big. You talking about the Gaza Strip a second ago.
What?
You were talking about Gaza just a second ago.
Yeah.
The Gaza Strip. I forgot how many.
Hey, you know how many Arabs live in Israel? There's 1.5 million Arabs living in Israel, for goodness sakes. And living relatively in peace, except for a couple of exceptions.
Yeah.
They live in Israel. They're citizens of Israel.
You know, I'm not saying. What I'm talking about is the normal. It's like this last interview after this last 54-day war.
Yeah.
Israel went in and took 1,000 acres of land from these farmers.
1,000 acres.
These farmers.
That's
these
10
farmers
football fields.
Dave, hang on a second.
Too bad.
This farmer. This
too
farmer
bad. So sad.
No problem. This farmer said they had no problem with Israel. They actually like the Jewish people.
Good.
But yet here they come in. They confiscated their land, took these people, but had no animosities towards Israel whatsoever. Now they can't stand them. They despise them because they come in and took their land.
10 football fields for the lives of 3 Jewish boys who were kidnapped and murdered and proudly displayed by 3 fingers on every Palestinian, every Hamas, throwing it in the face of Israel. While they're sending rockets, and they took 1,000 acres, they could have done a lot worse. Hey, Kevin, thank you very much. It was good, and you have a great week. All right, great weekend. And we're going to be back after these messages from our people. Now, I want you to remember this phone number, 573-578-27. Oh, that's my number. All right, 573-364-0800 or...
Start. I'm getting on your
right. That wore me down. That wore me down. That was pretty good, though. All right.
Good battle.
All right. Anyways, see, we had got a lot of fun on the show. We have people who are contrary to my positions, and I love it. All right. But we're gonna have a great time now for our sponsors. And this is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
We all know how stressful being a homeowner can be, especially when it comes to fixing things like heating and air around the house. Who do you call? Who do you trust? Who's the most cost-effective? The answer is easy. Hartley's Climate Control. And with the cold weather settling in, they are here to help. Save up to $615 until November 24th on a new Regency fireplace or stove. Or through December 15th, receive receive up to a $1,000 rebate on qualifying American Standard systems, only with Hartley's Climate Control. Why settle for the forecast when you can control it?
At Fairground Auto Plaza, their slogan says, we're driven to serve you best, but they're also driven to serve their community best as they participate in activities like the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, Chevy Youth Baseball, and the Wild Turkey Federation Annual Banquet, among others. Please join them now in the month of October in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month as they help raise funds and awareness for the American Cancer Society's Making Strides event. Check out their website at fairgroundgm.com on ways you can help. Find new roads to Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla.
Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
It's the 17th annual Customer Appreciation Days at East Sports Shop, Friday and Saturday, October 24th and the 25th. Come in and draw your discount savings, 25 to 60% off in the store. Some exclusions apply. Save on name brands like Adidas, Reebok, Puma, Under Armour, and more. Don't miss East Sports Shop's Customer Appreciation Days, October 24th and the 25th, 9 to 5:30 on Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday, 1300 South Bishop and Rolla.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom-nom-nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The jalapeno double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's econom-nom-nomical. Nom-nom-nom-nom-nom. Prices and participation may vary.
Every business needs just the right sign to get people into your business. Missouri Neon Outdoor is here to help. Missouri Neon Outdoor has been family-owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. Outdoor advertising remains one of the most cost-effective ways for businesses to build awareness and drive customers to their door. And they offer billboard coverage in over 25 counties in southwest Missouri. Missouri Neon Outdoor has an expert creative staff that can design a great look for you. Call today for available locations in your area. 1-800-788-1778. Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs, 364-1919.
The President of the United States right now is in a full-blown cover-up. That's why he went to his favorite 60 Minutes correspondent, Steve Croft. That's why he blamed his intelligence agencies for this. This has nothing to do with the intelligence agencies. It has to do with the intelligence between his ears. And the fact of the matter is he's not paying attention to his job. He's not attentive to what a president's supposed to be attentive to because he's so busy revolutionizing our economy and our government and transforming it, he's not doing his job.
November the 4th, remember that date. You have to, you know, you guys out there thinking, well, you know, we don't want to vote for any rhinos. Well, you better vote for a rhino if the other person is a Democrat, because they voted, all these guys voted in the 90 percentile, 90% for Barack Hussein Obama. You've got to get a Republican advantage in the Senate. It is key. It is key to stopping this train wreck that we have as a president. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Don.
On your way to Jeff City, right?
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Okay, I was calling about the Ferguson deal, and I wanted to make two points. Number one, I feel like that these people who are marching.
Ooh. No, it's the drones up there, I swear. They got drones coming at us.
People that are marching.
Yes.
They're wanting the police to be afraid to shoot a black man, no matter if he's trying to kill the officer. If you see the color of his skin and you say, whoopee's black, don't shoot, boys. I feel like they seriously want to put a fear in the law enforcement.
Oh, I think they already have. I think the federal government has too, Don. I mean, you know, what are you supposed to do if you're a cop? You can, if you hesitate. Now, allegedly, this guy shot three times at the cop and kept pulling the trigger, but his gun jammed. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but allegedly that's what happened, and the guy shot him 17 times. Okay, so, I mean, at a certain point, the cop doesn't go out there to get in situations like that, I don't think. I don't think they like to die. So they're going to, you know, when a guy bum rushes you, as has been alleged in Michael Brown's case, where he allegedly got into the cop's car and grabbed his gun, and a shot went off and broke his eye socket. You know, that's going to happen. And, you know, these if Michael Brown, he becomes a danger to the community. That's a felony. That's a big-time felony. He had just committed a strong-arm felony on film. We all saw that. So it's not too ridiculous to think that Michael Brown felt so empowered that he decided he was going to bum rush a guy with a gun. That's nuts, but that's the way it is. And yeah, you're right. There's a lot of intimidation going on. And they would like us to think that, well, maybe we can intimidate the cops into not doing anything. Another thing, you want a black mayor? You want a black police force? There's 2/3 blacks in Ferguson. Vote the SOBs out that you don't like and get yourself a whole black police force. And then see what happens. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. And we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay. Hold on a minute.
Hello.
We're having some technical difficulties, but we're working on it, hon. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Call us back if you
call us back, please.
When
okay.
It rains, it pours.
If you want to call the show, it's 573-364-0800 or...
*KATTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And we are streaming all over the world. So if you're in Albania, if you're in Egypt, if you're in Fiji, Malaysia, South Africa,
mm-hmm.
Egypt,
there you go.
Israel, China...
Go to ResultsRadioOnline.com.
Call the show. Go to DaveWeinbaum.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it streaming.
That's right.
All over the world.
Worldwide.
Last time we had a call from Jeff City. I mean, from New Jersey. Jeff City's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is anonymous.
All right,
can you hear me?
Be patient. He's a little bit. Yeah, go ahead. Just go ahead and say what you're going to say.
The gentleman that called and was raving on Israel.
Yeah.
Doesn't he read Chronicles and Kings in his Bible and didn't see what land Israel had during the zenith of the empire during David and Solomon's reign?
Yeah, it was larger. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? It was larger, right? Judea and Samaria. Exactly. You know?
No, here, the man that called.
Yes.
Is he ready to give his land back to the people that owned it?
That's right. Well, let's ask him. You know, Kevin, you going to give your land back to the indigenous natives of America, the Indians? There you go. Good thought and good call. And we have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Doug Wallace.
Hi, Doug.
I'm from Raleigh. I'm calling out Mike Thompson or whoever's in charge of your equipment. Your ship is sinking. Fix the hole, fix the problem so we can hear and understand you.
Don't worry, I'll be sending that message. Now, Lee claims this is a weather thing, is that correct?
In part, yeah.
In part, all right. Believe me, I've been talking about this. This is a caller show. Now, I make no bones about it, and there'll be further discussions about this. So it's tough, but thank you for calling, and hang in there, guys. I'm working on it, okay? Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, it's me.
Hi.
It's me, Osama.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Me? All right. Yeah, I just want to add in that.
What's your name, sir?
Osama.
Osama. No. I know this guy. From where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. I'm serious. I know this guy. He's a good guy. All right. He follows me on Facebook. We talk a lot on Facebook.
Huh.
All right. Go ahead, Osama.
I want to mention that, it's really shameful that the media doesn't mention that the Israeli IDF regularly provides medical care to the Palestinians.
Now, you said something about the IDF. That's the Israeli Defense Force. What did you say again? I'm having trouble with the phones, Osama. I'm very sorry about this.
It's okay. I was going to mention that the IDF provides medical care regularly to the Palestinians. Something that's not mentioned.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I got to say this to you, Osama, in all fairness and in all sincerity. I'm sorry what we did to your Dodgers. That's very sad. I know. Are you a Dodger fan?
Actually, I don't follow up quite.
You don't follow that? Okay. All right. Well, you're a good guy, and thanks for calling. And call me again next week because, you're always on Facebook, and we talk a lot. And we have a mutual friend, and Candace Lanier. So you take care of yourself, and thank you so much for listening. That's a call from Los Angeles.
I'll be doing good.
How about that?
Fantastic.
All right, you want to call the show now. See, you can reach the show. Our phones are a little bit touchy right now, but we'll get through it. Okay, the phone number is 573-364-0800 or...
*KHTR on your AT&T. Software.
All right, we got a little break in the action. I'm going to do a little commercial here.
All right.
Kent's, and it's not Kent's. It's Kent Jewelry over there at 907 North Pine Street. Phone number 364-1030, or if you're from out of town, 573-364-1030. Kent was voted, and this is exciting news, they were voted the number one best jewelry store in the Raleigh Daily News Reader's Choice Awards. And Kent says he owes it all to his staff, but then again, Kent hired the people and trained the people. So I'd have to say, he's kind of the man. He does have a great staff. If he's not there, you don't have to worry because he's got that staff that's trained to take care of you as good as he does. So you ought to go to Kent Jewelry Facebook page every Tuesday for the Battle of the Bling. And on Thrifty Thursdays, where deals are so good, you're gonna save more than you spend. All right? This is a place to find great, unique jewelry, and they're the only licensed Pandora salespeople in the world. Not in the world, no, in this area.
Right on.
All right? So it's really cool. So go over there, get yourself some clean jewelry cleaned, and if there's anything that needs to be fixed, they'll do it for a nominal fee. Kent's is the cure for the common gold. Hi there, welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I thought this was a garage sale.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Yeah, that'd be 45 minutes. I can only wait for that one.
You know what? They hear you on the radio, and they think it's a garage sale automatically. All right, you know what I want you to do? I want you to play the bit from...
Yes. This is Leon Panetta talking with Andrea, what's her name?
Mitchell? Yeah.
About his thoughts on Benghazi. And this is a Democrat, by the way, saying these things.
Benghazi, you wrote in the book that you disagreed with David Petraeus, your successor, who immediately after the fact told the Situation Room that he thought it was a spontaneous demonstration outside the consulate that night. Why did you disagree at the time? What didn't ring true about that?
I didn't have any specific information, but the fact was that when you bring grenade launchers to a demonstration, there's something else going on. And I just from the very beginning sensed that this was an attack. This was a terrorist attack on our compound. And I remember saying...
Yeah, so there it is. That's
Leon Panetta.
Leon Panetta, who was the ex-CIA chief. Petraeus following him and became the Department of Defense head, now led by a guy who I met. What's his name? Chuck Hagel. Grant, he's a veteran, but he's got, in a 3-minute walk that I took from, street to his office, I detected a distinct lack of intelligence on his part.
I mean, just incredible stuff that he was telling me. And you know, my last question to him was, are you running for president? This was when Nixon was in office. I mean, not Nixon, but Bush was in office. I asked him, are you running for president? And I don't know. I mean, just he couldn't. He almost ran to his office after I said that. It's just kind of weird. Kind of weird. Surreal. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Dino from Mannut.
Hi, Dale. What's going on?
It's Dino.
Dino.
Dino. All
Dino.
Right.
Okay, Dino.
Okay, hey. Dino. Hey. I'm sorry.
Hey, I want to correct you again that shooting that took place two nights ago.
Yes.
That was in the city of St. Louis.
Right. You're right. Did I say Ferguson?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. I stand corrected.
All right. I got a question.
Yes.
Military's getting cut back, but yet there's still commercials trying to recruit people into it. I don't quite get that.
Well, they're firing guys on the field, and they're going to put legal immigrants. Actually going to have illegal immigrants in our military, which bodes to what the original was in the original song where Obama threatened to have a civilian force just as strong, just as well armed, just as well funded right. Inside the U.S. You know, it bodes for that. The other option would be to go to some foreign source, Russia, China. You know, this guy is... he's liable to do anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks. Sorry about that, Dino. I mispronounced his name.
Dino's a buddy of mine.
Oh, is he? Oh, he seems like
he calls
guy.
All the time, and he's very nice and listens. All
I love
time.
All my callers. Even Kevin. I like, you know, I like
well,
the
I
controversy.
I don't love them. I just, they're nice. Like,
okay.
You know, Dino's kind of like in the Bob category.
No, I love them because you know, they make the show better. They make the show better. They keep me on my toes. And you know what? I'm going to stay on my toes while you guys listen to a commercial, and we'll be back. And by the way, this show is not only streaming live, but it's a half hour longer than it used to be. Okay? From an hour to an hour and a half. And we will soon, according to Lee Burr, we should have another half an hour here where we'll be the lead-in to the Rush Limbaugh show. How about that? Do you ever think that would happen?
Slow down there, fella.
You ever think that would happen?
I didn't say that.
All right.
Oh
no! Yes. You said we needed another 30 minutes.
Well, get the commercial.
Where's the other 30 minutes going to go?
It's a logistical thing. We'll see.
All right. Do I start earlier? I'm not going to take from the morning mayors. That's for not
never,
sure.
Never. That'll never happen.
That, I know that. I don't want your show. Yeah. All right. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 573-364-0800, and that means from anywhere in the world. We just had a call from Los Angeles. For goodness sakes. This is the KTCR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Would you do business with this?
Hey there. Yeah, you need your driveway done? Yeah, check this out. I saw that you had a lot of cracks in there. Here's an estimate for you. There's nobody that's going to beat this price. I guarantee you. You don't need another estimate. Trust me, lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Give Melrose Asphalt a call. Melrose Asphalt will give you an estimate in writing at a price you can trust. Keep local and leave the yahoos to someone else. Call Melrose Asphalt at 364-9101. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, instant ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company.
Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla.
Town and Country Bank. Smart. Friendly. Solutions. Buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, we have the solution. With a wide variety of loan products like fixed and adjustable rate mortgages and refinancing options, we'll be here when you're ready to make your move. Let us build your mortgage solution today. Stop by your local Town and Country Bank or visit us online at tcbanks.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-50.
Our purpose here tonight is to highlight a terrible injustice. Christians are being systematically exterminated. In 1948, Jews throughout the Middle East faced murder and extermination and fled to the nation of Israel. And today, Christians have no greater ally than the Jewish state. Those who hate Israel hate America. And those who hate Jews hate Christians. And if this room will not recognize that, then my heart weeps. If you hate the Jewish people, you are not reflecting the teachings of Christ. And the very same people who persecute and murder Christians right now, who crucify Christians, who behead children, are the very same people who target and murder Jews for their faith for the same reason. I am saddened to see that some here, not everyone, but some here, are so consumed with hate that you cannot address your brother. If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews, then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Senator Ted Cruz, telling it like it is, and I don't know what this was a group of what I heard were Middle Eastern Christians, who, you know, I guess also hate Jews. But right now, I mean, the Jews aren't committing genocide on them, and never have, but they're having genocide committed upon them. I mean, sometimes the people who genocide is being committed upon don't get it until it's way too late. And that happened with Jews in Nazi Germany and all over the European landscape. They all thought if they didn't speak up, you know what, they'll be safe. That's the human condition. If stuff is happening to another person or another, even if you're in your own religion, you tend to say, well, it's not happening to me. I'll be safe. I'll act better. I will be so nice that they won't do it to me. And that is really the thought process of our president. We're going to be so nice to the Muslims. We're going to just say how wrong America was. How terrible we are. Look at what we've done in Ferguson. And everybody will like us. All right? Doesn't work. It's not real. You have to be aware of what's going on. This Ebola thing, it's big. They don't know what the hell they're doing. You've got strikes now. at airports of people who clean the planes. They won't go into the planes anymore because they don't wear protective equipment. And you know, it's passed by fluids. These people have to clean out the toilets in the airplanes. I don't blame them. It's going to kill a lot of people before it's done. And I'm not so sure Obama and his screwed up ideologues who are in his administration don't want it that way, just to show the world that Americans should suffer too. He can't, his presidency can't be over soon enough. Cannot be over soon enough. He can't be impeached because he don't have the votes. But we have the election. Approximately 24 days away, Lee, roughly, November the 4th.
That's right, Dave.
And you've got to get a different Congress. You have to change the Senate.
About 3 weeks from Tuesday, I believe it is.
I mean, and you can't take anything for granted. You can't hang around and say, yeah, well, he's going to get voted in. No, every vote counts. It is critical that we get control of the Senate away from Harry Reid. And you know what's going to happen then? You got 360 bills passed from the House. Yeah, do-nothing Congress, right? No, it's a do-nothing Democratic Senate. You got plenty of stuff coming out of the Republican-run House. But Harry Reid refuses to let it be voted on. Why? Why? Because he doesn't want his people to get in trouble by taking a stance that might agree with Republicans, because most of those bills were passed bipartisan from Democrats and Republican votes in the House. We have to get rid of this guy because he's usurping the Senate in such a way that the representatives of people, even Democrats, who would vote for this legislation in the Senate are being stopped, which means that they cannot represent their people that elected them. All right, if you want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, we got 2 minutes till touchdown time, and then we do a little bit on the on commercials, and we come back for another half an hour. How about that, Lee?
Yeah,
I can tell you're excited. I can tell.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow was hosting a party for Barack Obama the other day.
Yes, I know.
Called, she said she is one of his biggest fans, yeah. If not the biggest, and he is an incredible role model.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, well, you know, and she went on to say that, you know, she stumbled over her speech a little bit and says, well, I did it because he's just so handsome. He's just so handsome. I can't speak right. And if only they'd give him more power. What is she, Eva Braun? I mean, what is she, nuts? She's, God. I mean, you have to understand. Look, people are talented in certain ways. And acting is a talent. Hmm. It doesn't mean you're a genius. But you can speak well, you see. They identify with each other because Barack Obama is about as clueless as you can get. But he can give a pretty darn good speech, and he can raise funds. And what is Hollywood? Well, they can act, and they can bring in money by the tons if they can act well. But does that mean they have even a remotely intelligent thought that isn't written down in a script? No.
Her picture featured on a bag of landscape rocks. We have 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. Well, we got the Ebola thing. You know, they won't shut down the West African airports, but they shut down the Israeli airport for a day or two because a rocket landed a mile and a half away from Ben Gurion Airport. So they shut down both coming and going from Israel. But West Africa, where Ebola is coming over? Nah. All right, listen, we're going to break for some news. We'll be back in 5 minutes. KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Hit the road, Barack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Barack, and don't you come back no more. What you say? Hit the road, Barack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Barack, and don't you come back no more. Okay, we're ready. We're back. All right. Hit the road, Barack. We got a caller there, buddy.
Ray Charles.
All right. All right. Ray Charles. You know what? We got to get a better rendition
of
that
one. We'll find a better rendition.
That's my fault. I should have said something.
No, that's all right.
Because I put it in there. And, old Steve Ryan, he was very helpful, actually.
Yes, he was friendly yesterday. I understand there was no
blood
on the
walls. What do you mean
friendly
yesterday? What does that mean? Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air.
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, if you want to call back if there was a phone problem. The number of the show, and we're back for our final half an hour, which is really going to be about 20 minutes or so. 25 minutes. You going to give me extra time today?
If indeed we're rolling at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you about two or three minutes.
By the way, I forgot to mention, I got a contest going on. It's Weinbaum Fest, All right? And you go to my website, daveweinbaum.com, and you register there, and the prizes, I've added to the prize pool. First of all, you're going to get, I do these yearly calendars. I've been doing it for, 15, 16 years now. And, it's a calendar that has a quote or joke of the day. And they're going to be illustrated this year. And the first time illustrated, I will sign. There's going to be 5 winners. All you got to do is register as many times as you want to on my website, daveweinbaum.com. I will sign and put an original quote on your calendar. There'll be 5 winners, all right? And I'm going to add $20 a McDonald's gift card, and I'm going to add 2 suites to a Cardinal game.
Woo.
2 suites to a Cardinal. I mean, two tickets to a suite to a Cardinal game next year. And they're really cool. In fact, that's where probably I'm going to spend the World Series, because it's going to rain and be cold, all right? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
How you doing, Dave? Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
Okay, this is...
Now I can't hear you.
I said, this is Mel... Hello.
Mel?
Rolla.
Mel from Rolla.
Mel from Rolla. Go ahead, buddy.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll call, but I have to ask you, by any chance, have a sound effects of a hushing very loud.
Have sound effects of what?
A toilet.
A toilet flushing.
Yes, we
have that. Uh-huh.
Okay, you're going to need that. 2015.
You're going to need a toilet flushing in 2015?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why is that? Bear with us here, because we're having phone difficulties.
Oh, very quickly.
Pig vomit! Can you hear me, pig vomit? I'm getting upset.
He's in Oklahoma.
Oh, come on, man. You got to fix these phones.
Not his fault.
Anybody. I don't know. I'll do it. If you get it, delegate it to me. Yeah,
hey, thanks for the call, Bill.
All right, thanks for the call. You try calling. We got to have a contest where people can get through on the phone. What the hell's going on with this? All right, call
573-364-0800.
I mean, I got people calling me from L.A. today.
L.A.
From New Jersey last week. And we can't fix the phones?
Well, it's not.
Pig vomit?
It's something. It may not be in the station's control, see.
Oh, come on.
No,
This is 2014. It's not 1814. I mean, phone lines can be fixed.
Well, there's a whole reason why all of this may be happening. But it is frustrating.
There a reason? What reason could that be?
It is frustrating, I know.
All right. There you go. You want a toilet flush? That's what our communications are like right now. This is a communication, a media company right here. This is a media company. Been in business for, what, 60 years?
70 years.
70 years. Mm-hmm. Come on, fix the phones. I'm begging you. Okay, anyways, try calling the show. It's 573-364-0800 or...
KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And even if you don't get through, we're going to make this as entertaining as possible, because we do have radio legend here, Lee Burr.
Mm.
You know, here I'm like, you know what I did? I did the show for free for 5 years. Free. Didn't get paid a dime.
You did.
And I actually paid money to sponsor my own show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it was like? You know what I looked at it upon? I looked at it as
going to college,
yeah,
going to learn something.
OJT.
On the job training, exactly. And mm-hmm, and I had you, and I had Bill.
And Steve-O.
And Steve-O, and Mike mm-hmm Thompson. And, you know, I learned. I mean, I wasn't immediately good at this, and I'm not all that good right now. But I do understand a few things about this business. And I've been able to project enough intelligence because of preparation,
right,
that people will listen to this show. And people will listen to the show because, oh, some listen because they don't like me and want to hear what I have to say next. And some listen to me because they do like me and want to hear what I have to say next, which is the secret of radio. That's where all these channels like MSNBC and CNN, they're all screwed up because they have only one basic ideology, and that is liberal. And the conservatives, the quasi-conservatives they have on these channels are so weak, it's just, it's almost like abusive how they get treated.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, Fox, okay, they have strong conservatives, and they got strong liberals on there. Guys like Joe Trippi, no dummy. Smart guy. In fact, he's so smart, I wonder why he's still a liberal.
Bill Maher says the worst thing ever happened to politics was Fox News.
Well, yeah, Bill Maher's a smart guy. And he's coming around on certain things, actually.
You ever watch him?
Did you know who they wanted for the, who they were begging to get, they were lining up piles of gold on his doorstep? Do you know who they wanted for Meet the Press?
Pee Wee Herman?
No. John Stewart. I'm dead serious.
I'll bet. Yeah, that's a good
And one. I tell you what, if he had accepted, that would have been a major deal. Because the problem with that show is they got no millennials listening to it.
They got who?
No millennials. I believe that's the Utes.
Ah, the Utes.
And John Stewart, they listen to John Stewart as a political genius. And he's a funny guy.
Yeah, but old people really watch Meet the Press more than young people.
Well, there's not enough of them, though.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's why David Gregory, terrible, last in the ratings. I mean, I watched the Chris Wallace show, you know,
I like
because
Chris
I like him.
Yeah, I like Chris
Wallace. I know him. I've talked to him.
Oh,
yeah, good guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Him and Bill Kristol throwing a few names around, and Juan Williams, you know, and Charles Krauthammer, who I know, and could have substituted once for him on the Bret Baier show.
Really?
When there was a snowstorm, and I was there the next week. I said, he got stuck in traffic. You know, he drives with his hands because he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Right on.
And he says this was the most frightening thing in his life. He couldn't go anywhere, you know. And I said, if I had showed up then, would I have gotten on? He says, in a heartbeat, I would have gotten on.
Wow.
You know, wouldn't that have been something? Me sitting on the panel on Fox News on the Bret Baier show?
That would have been revolutionary.
I know.
But again,
you're
heard on this station more than you would have been seen on that one.
Locally. Yeah, but not internationally. That's true. All over the world right there. No, we're all over the world.
We're all over the world.
We're all over the world, man. Come on.
We're worldwide.
And you know, we got about 15 minutes left and we're going to go to a commercial right now.
Mm-hmm.
And remember this number, 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Would you do business with this?
Hey there. Yeah, you need your driveway done? Yeah, check this out. I saw that you had a lot of cracks in there. Here's an estimate for you. There's nobody that's going to beat this price. I guarantee you. You don't need another estimate. Trust me, lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Give Melrose Asphalt a call. Melrose Asphalt will give you an estimate in writing at a price you can trust. Keep local and leave the yahoos to someone else. Call Melrose Asphalt at 364-9101. When it comes to investing, making, and keeping money isn't easy. It really boils down to this. Superior returns require superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where the folks at St. Louis-based Lindbergh Capital can help. They've spent considerable time and energy determining what works in investing, what doesn't, and why.
If you'd like to harness the power of this knowledge, put it to work for you, contact Lindbergh Capital at 314-416-0055. That's 314-416-0055.
Monopoly is back at McDonald's, and you could win $50,000 a year for the next 20 years. That's a cool $1 million interest-free. Or a $5,000 Target shopping experience. A gift card good at Target.com or any Target store in the entire United States. You don't have to buy anything for your chance to win, and you can play in-store until October 27th or while supplies last. If you're 13 or older, you can play online, too. So what are you waiting for? Let's play this game. See rules at participating McDonald's and play at mcd.com for details. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro.
You scream, I scream, we all scream for Halloween. Well, there probably won't be many screams, just a lot of laughter during Halloween Spectacular from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday, October 24th at the Center in Rolla. We will have a pumpkin carving contest, games, crafts, trials of our children's programs like Lego 101, Six Science, Tinder Music, and many more. Children are welcome to dress up in their Halloween costumes, too. So grab your little ghosts and goblins and fly on over to the Center October 24th for some family fun. For more information, contact the Center at 341-2386.
Being a business owner can be tough, especially when trying to design the signage just right for your business. Missouri Neon can help. Family owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. They provide custom expert sign design, manufacturing, installation, and service for virtually everyone from large businesses to schools and churches. They specialize in full color digital signage and new LED lighting technology and can offer affordable sales and equipment leasing options. Stop stressing and let them take care of you. That's Missouri Neon, your signage experts. 1-800-788-1778.
Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical offers a full line of sports accessories and supplies like ankle braces, ankle supports, knee braces and knee supports, elbow supports, hot and cold compress, instant ice packs, and a whole lot more. Kick it on over to Hillcrest Pharmacy and pick up all your sports needs for this season. And let's go Bulldogs. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, 364-3258. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical in Rolla, where you'll always score on your sports needs. Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
You know, I have people probably mad at me because they don't agree with certain stands that I take. That's fine. I don't expect you to agree with everything that I say. It's okay. But when you go to vote, don't vote for the perfect. Vote for the best available. And do not sit on your hands.
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
4 million Republicans that voted for Palin in 2008 sat on their hands because they didn't feel Romney was conservative enough. Think now. Do you really believe that Mitt Romney would have been as bad or worse than Barack Obama has been? Really?
And you know what? If you sit on your butts, I mean, you're just going to give this government away and we're never going to get it back. I think you understand that. I think most people are getting that now. So I'm begging you, November 4th, not only yourself, get your family, get, if you're in Chicago, get people from the cemetery. Get them out there to vote. It's the only way we're going to change this country legally. All right? You have big forces against you, but we can still whoop them. Save your country. Vote November 4th.
All right. And you know what? I want to mention my sponsors, whom I all love. And I want to ask you, please, spend your money with these people. You know, it takes a little chutzpah to, and that means guts, you know, in Yiddish. It takes a little chutzpah for people to sponsor this show. And I've had very nice people, you know, who I've done business with for years and said, well, we're a little edgy, you know, because you're a political show and all that stuff. Well, all I know is I sponsored this show with Melrose Asphalt and McDonald's. And my McDonald's stores are above the Springfield average, whom I have a co-op. I'm in their co-op. And, you know, so it apparently is working. And that's with a Fort Leonard Wood situation that is declining in population. So if you want to sponsor this show, it's call me at 578-2700 or call Pig Vomit at 364-2525. And speaking of sponsors, Lee Burr is getting sponsors for his show. Lee, you want to just mention it real quick?
I've gone up from one sponsor 2 weeks ago for the Missouri S&T minor football games to seven.
Now, isn't that something? And you started out of nowhere.
I'm proud of myself.
I am so proud of you. You know what? And here's a guy. Here's the thing of a guy who's got talent. Hmm. We're known as talent on this show. And I know. It's ridiculous for me to think I'm a talent, but I guess I'm a talent in training. Now, Lee Burr is an established talent, but... You know, Lee Burr, at age 65, is going out and selling his own advertising, as I am. Mm. And you know what? It's cool. Because, well, they recognize Lee, and people are, you know, recognizing me and stuff. I've been around for a while. And it's a good deal. And people, he says, people like I'm hearing in my situation are going into these businesses and saying, hey, I heard Lee Burr. That you're sponsoring Lee Burr's show, and we want to come in here because of that. All right? Or you'll hear people come in to GAR and say, I heard about you on the Weinbaum show. Now, I've got sponsors in St. Louis and Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get more. You know why? People in the middle of the state, like we are, 300,000 or so possible audience, roughly, they go to St. Louis. They go to Springfield. They don't know where to go there a lot of times. And I know places... In Springfield and St. Louis. I used to live in St. Louis, and I'm going to Springfield for, you know, well over 30 years for meetings and stuff, so I know what to do, where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helpful for people to know that. Lucas Liquors is a great example of my sponsor in St. Louis, and he sees a lot of you all come in there, and it's great. It's a great place, you know. I mean, I just convinced my lawyer up in St. Louis. They're going to register his wedding at Lucas Liquors so that people can buy him a case of great wine or some other kind of alcohol. You know, it's a good deal. Anyway.
Oh, no, hand in hand.
All right. We're coming down towards the last 7 minutes, and I want to get into a bunch of other stuff because I've got seven more things to talk about. Bob Beckel on the five.
Bob Beckel.
All right. A guy named Jason Materis, who you've probably seen on TV, he's from Breitbart organization. He followed Lois Lerner and questioned her. When are you going to talk? When are you going to admit what's going on? Yeah, it was legal, and he was hassling her a little bit, but you know what? She deserves it. Here's a woman that uses her position in government to try to put people in jail who had nothing wrong with them other than the fact they were conservative with the IRS, using the power of the federal government to usurp an election. And allegedly obstructing justice because she lost, 2 years of emails? And the IRS, you try using that excuse if you get an audit. Oh, I lost my email, so you can't touch me. Or plead the fifth to the IRS, see what happens then. I'll take everything you got. Okay, so it's on the five, and Bob Beckel takes umbrage at this Jason guy, and he says, calls him a punk, tells him to meet him anytime, and to bring a knife. In other words, he's threatened to kill the guy on air. Jason Materis says, hey, I'll tell you what. Now that you threaten my life, how about you invite me on the five? And we'll go at it. You know? I don't think that's happened yet, but it ought to. People will watch that. That's a great thing. You know, that. But, you know, imagine that. All right? What if it was a guy? Well, that would have been different. So that would have been different. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I just prefer not to give my name, but I just want to make a comment on this Ebola thing.
Yes.
This is a serious pathogen or infectious agent that is considered a Category 4, which is the highest for biosecurity that there is, and it's not being treated that way. That means
You're right.
That patients that are around the Ebola or the healthcare givers that are around Ebola have to wear the space suit, quote unquote, and they need to be in negative pressure rooms. It's only a matter of time until this virus is unleashed here.
Yeah, and it's here, and there are scares all over the place, and we have no borders.
Well, it's not being treated. I do not know why the CDC is not treating this as the either they're incompetent or they have had orders not to.
Oh, there you go.
You know, treat it that way, but this and that enterovirus that killed the one child that is now widespread was brought in with immigrants from
right.
the southern border.
That was the respiratory thing that killed a child recently.
Yeah.
And centered around where immigrants are centered. Recent immigrants. Very good. Thanks
and
for bringing up.
And yet the CDC is saying it's a mystery virus.
Well, yeah,
it's,
right.
It's not a mystery. I'm sorry.
Right.
So.
Well, thank you very much for that informative call. I appreciate that. Hi there. Welcome to Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jeff in Rolla.
Hi, Jeff.
And back in the bad old days, KTTR used to handle Larry King Live syndicated show years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he used to feature Bob Beckel every once in a while. And I finally turned that off and stopped listening to those drooling morons. And I just thank God KTTR is transmitting some conservative stuff now.
Well, thanks. I hope I get a little... A little bit of credit for that.
You do.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Oh, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. You want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
But you better hurry up because we're 3 minutes or so away,
about
right?
3 minutes away, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyways, this Beckel guy, let's see if this guy... I want to go there and, you know, challenge me, Beckel, you jerk. He's my age. He's a big guy, though. You know, he played football. Yeah, I don't care. Doesn't bother me. Anyways, we've got, you know that September had the most snow cover in America in history, the coldest summer on record, and the ice caps in the Atlantic, and both ice caps are, the growth of the ice caps has been a record growth, and that's September. Think about that. Al Gore said, predicting years and years ago that by this time the ice caps wouldn't exist anymore because they all would have melted and we were going to be underwater. That's global warming, climate change, and it's crap. It is a scam. It's a bigger scam than Madoff ever thought. We're talking trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of redistribution of wealth from you and me and other Americans to third world countries. And believe me, they're going to take their little profit off the top like the mafia does, all right? Don't be hoodwinked into that. You got the Fort Wood guy. Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I can't even read it. I put Fort Who. And at this point, I got to read it because I'm silly already. Hassan Nadal.
Right.
Who killed 13 of our soldiers and injured a whole bunch more. He writes a letter threatening the Pope, explaining the Pope jihad and Allah from the Quran. Yet he's still only guilty of workplace violence. Now, okay, what's the big deal? He got convicted. The big deal is this. First of all, the victims don't get the benefits of what happens to it in a terrorist attack. So these people are not only suffering, but they've been abandoned by their government. And Hassan, he gets to threaten the Pope from jail. Hi there, Okay, hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. It's almost over, so you gotta be quick. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Rob from Greenville. Just remind that they need to get out of the country. And, that's not very necessary. because there's just so many doing both stuff, St. Louis. I went to Disneyland last month, and I had to kind of put your finger on it.
Yeah, you know what? I can't understand them, Lee. Did you? No, I'm very sorry about that caller.
That's not a good one.
Big Vomit! Fix the phones! International show, come on. Oh, man, all right.
It's not his fault.
What do you mean it's not his fault? Is he the manager?
Well, he's a manager, but this is not something that he's been working on. Let me put it that way.
All right, well, yeah, it's impossible to fix phones.
Maybe not. I don't know.
All right, give me a break.
Different sources.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a businessman in town, too. You know, if my grill's down, I got to get it fixed. Freezer's down, I got to get it fixed.
Immediately.
Well, I got to get it fixed ASAP. Yeah, I think a couple weeks would be a time enough to fix
a
phone.
This is a varied problem, though.
All right, well, I'll see Pig Vomit and maybe get fired. Who knows? I don't know.
I doubt it.
Yeah, well, I love Pig Vomit, you know, but God, you got to give me the equipment to do my show. All right, anyways, we're down to 20 seconds or so, and I appreciate everybody who listens to this show. We're going to get this phone thing fixed somehow, some way. And next week, hopefully it'll be fixed. You guys remember, 24 days till election time. I love y'all. Have a great weekend. And how long do we got?
5 seconds.
5 seconds. All right. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show. Thank you all for listening.